From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
I noticed this. Did anyone else notice the moths are kind of starting to congregate again? Wonder if we're going to get to... I'll never forget a good friend that I you know, every morning when I was doing morning show on radio, he walked in and he said, "I see the moth factory exploded this morning." I don't know if we're headed there, but I just looked out the window and there's another one. And rain is on the way. Marcy Patton joins us in studio from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Marcy, what's your favorite rain song? Just put you on the spot.
Oh, wow. My favorite rain song, Singing in the Rain.
Oh, there you go.
There good old you go. Gene Kelly. Can't go wrong with the classics.
Classic. Yeah, of course, there's B.J. Thomas.
B.J. was my next one.
Yeah, and then CCR has got some stuff about, you know, have you ever seen it, right? Have
yeah.
But I guess rain is
I'm old enough to know.
Yeah, rain is in the forecast.
Yay.
And things are going to supposedly, yeah, it's funny because you say yay. I talk to other people like, it was finally getting warm. And it's, I think tomorrow's high might be close to 70.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back close to the 80s as the week progresses and we head into the weekend. But it's always, you know, in New Mexico, can you ever complain about rain, really?
No, because it rains for 5 minutes and goes away. So
unless you plan a golf tournament, right?
Oh, yeah. We were praying against the rain on Monday.
Yeah. And then you have that happen. So, Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, for those unfamiliar, Marcy, which is possible, those not familiar with Johnny and Friends, why don't you tell them what the ministry does?
Sure. Well, Johnny and Friends is named after Johnny Erickson Tata. She had a diving accident a little over 50 years ago and is a quadriplegic. And God just really started using her after she started trusting God about, you know, if I can't die and not live like this, then show me how to live. And he has. And she's been able to really minister to people around the world with families with disabilities. So that is our mission and our goal is to help families that are afflicted by different disabilities.
And of course, our listeners routinely hear Diamonds in the Dust.
Yes.
The vignette that airs sporadically here on KLYT. And Johnny is, I tell you what, man, if you're ever having a bad day, Johnny, she's just always, I'm sure always is pretty exaggerated. Most always up.
Yes.
Yes. Just an inspiration to all of us, as are you and the staff. I want to thank all of you for what you do here in New Mexico. And the best place for people to find Johnny and Friends online
is at johnnyandfriends.org. That's J-O-N-I and friends, all spelled out, .org. And you go to /new-Mexico and you'll find us.
All right. And now you brought it up, the golf tournament Monday. Where was the golf tournament?
We had it at the UNM Championship Course South.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever been down there where it's not in good shape.
It's gorgeous. The greens are green, and the weather was perfect on Monday.
Yeah, how many golfers did you have?
We had 56 golfers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's a good start for a brand new event.
Yeah, I mean, that is nearly a team on every tee box.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was good.
Did you guys get through it, you know, a good time?
We did. All of the golfers had a great time. Everybody came in sunburned, so you knew they were just loving it. But they did. They enjoyed it tremendously.
So, and actually, I'm going to let you run through this, okay?
Sure.
Because we appreciate those who support you know, organizations like Johnny and Friends. You had a lot of folks help you out.
We did. We had some great sponsors. You know, Todd Martinez over at Fully Promoted helped with our shirts and promotion materials. And Tony Ofeld at Coldwell Banker Legacy. There was Mike Enriquez at Kingsview Partners Wealth Management. Kobe Gear at Year Out Energy, America's Mattress, Brian Minicucci at Minicucci Insurance. And we're just really grateful for our sponsors that help put this on for us.
Now, if someone's listening and they're, you know, maybe now since we brought it up, Johnny and Friends, and they're maybe an entrepreneur or oversee giving to the community, how would they contact someone at Johnny and Friends New Mexico to assist with the next event or
participate
in this next year?
Well, they can give me a call at 505-835-5263 and just give Marcy a call and I will just be happy to get you guys connected.
Okay, say that number one more time.
It's 505-835-5263.
Okay, now, you raised a little bit of money.
We did.
Folks probably are curious. What does it go towards?
We actually are putting it towards scholarships for our family retreats and our warrior getaway for families to attend that can't afford to go.
And there's still room for families to participate in the family retreat that's coming up in June. Is that right?
Yes, we have one in June. I've got a few more spots left. So
where's that going to be?
Lone Tree Ranch in Capitan, now down near Rio Doso.
Smoky Bear.
Yeah, Smoky Bear. It's hometown.
And, of course, the Lincoln County Wars, and they kind of, I don't know if they, we talked about this last time, I think, if they give you a little taste of the banditos as you come into the camp.
Actually, we get the horses kind of escort everybody in, and the kids absolutely love that. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Who a wouldn't? Ranch, so.
The adults should love that.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
They do. It's pretty impressive, especially if you've never been before.
Yeah, do you go horseback riding?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love horseback riding.
It's been a long time for me.
Yeah.
But every time I've done it, sure do enjoy it. Now, the camp.
Yes.
The family retreat, June 13th through the 17th. What might families enjoy during that week?
Well, parents get a time of respite and the kids get a great time to enjoy the high adventure activities that they have. They have a zip line, horseback riding, a water slide, a rappelling wall, and everything, and a big giant swing. And they're all adapted to those with disabilities, and the staff there is trained to work with those with disabilities. So these kids actually get an opportunity to do something they probably never would before. And the best part is they get the gospel and get to spend some time with the Lord and in worship and just having a really great time all the way around.
Now, you mentioned it when we brought up the camp. You have some spots that are still available, and people can go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico to sign up for the family retreat for June 13th through the 17th. You mentioned scholarships for those unable to make their way in this. And obviously that's all vetted and what have you. But if there is someone listening who thinks, oh, dear, I would have loved to have signed up for that already, but I knew we couldn't afford it.
Right.
I knew it wasn't something we could do. What would you encourage that family to do?
Oh, please give me a call. Again, you can call me at 505-835-5263 or email me at mpatten, P-A-T-T-E-N, at johnnyandfriends.org. And I would be happy to help you get registered and see if we can't get you at camp. And if they can't do June 13th through the 17th, our second one is July 4th through the 8th.
Okay. And is that at Lone Tree as well?
No, they're all at Lone Tree. Okay. So it's our warrior getaway.
Do they do fireworks at Lone Tree?
Not at Lone Tree. Lincoln County is so dry that
Dry this year?
I don't know how dry it is this year, but I know that we had complications last year and there was a fire that broke out before camp last year.
No, I know there's been some pretty serious camps and or fires, and the camps actually and the fort both have been threatened, I think, in years
very
past
close.
With forest fire. And of course, that's the home of Smoky Bear
mentioned.
You do have a special need for this camp in June.
We do. We have a gentleman coming with his dad who is deaf since birth. He is also on the autism spectrum, very high functioning. They just lost their mom, his mom, this last year. And we are trying to find someone who is fluent in American Sign Language to be able to buddy up with him at camp and communicate with him to give Dad a rest, because Dad is the sole caregiver now, and he's just exhausted and could really use some respite time and some time with the other dads. And we would love for Ian to have a buddy that can communicate with him.
All right. At camp.
Yeah, at camp for the whole week.
All right. And if you're, you know, if you're listening, you're like, okay, I know, or me, does that mean you're going to pony up for my camp fees? And for you, listen, here's what you need to do before any of that's answered. Contact Marcy. And the way to do it is to reach her at 505-835-5263. Marcy, what's the email you want him to shoot out
it's
to?
It's M for Marcy Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. At johnnyandfriends.org.
Okay. I think that's, yeah, that pretty much covers stuff for the first camp.
Yeah.
So anything much different in the July camp other than that it's later in the year?
No, it's just, you know, the following month, and we're going to have a great time there too and have some more room as well, and looking for volunteers as well as families. So if you'd like to come out and participate, again, just reach out to me, and I'd love to get you signed up, answer any questions that you may have. And, you know, working with these families is such a blessing. You know, you think you're going to bless someone, right, and you end up getting blessed just as much.
That just seems like the thing for ministry in general.
It is.
You know, yeah. And I think of that every time I've done short-term mission stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, we're going to go and we're going to, you know, bless them.
Yeah.
And we, God willing, we do.
Right.
But I always come back and go, man, they were awesome. They were so good to us.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You get ramped up for a long time.
We just had the KLYT listener trip to Uganda.
Oh, wow.
Which if you haven't gone to our Facebook page, go there and you'll get updated on a lot of the work that was done. Clay Schroff and the team. And, you know, Chip Lusko, our general manager, didn't end up going on the trip. However, he was a big part of the trip, so I want to include him in that team. He was a big part of that team. Right. Just great things were done. And you can go and find out more about that on our Facebook page. Let's move on. Now, earlier in the show, you mentioned the resources that you acquired during the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Go towards family retreats and warrior getaways.
Yes.
For those not familiar, let's bring them up to speed on the warrior getaway.
So the warrior getaway is for combat veterans and military trauma veterans that have gone through military trauma. And it is specifically for them and their families. There's a lot of warrior programs out there just for the warrior. But our program incorporates the family and the kids because they are going through the same things, you know, on the other side as their warrior is. And so we have a getaway for them. We have a lot of great teaching. We have people that are veterans that have gone through a lot themselves. There's PTS growth. There's dealing with moral injury. And so we end up having an event for them, and we have creative vets that come out from Nashville and actually help them, the professional songwriters that come out and help them write songs and put their words to music and their stories and help them get out what they've been wanting to say or try to get out. And it's a fantastic week.
I want to say when Abby was here, she was telling me about that singer-songwriter thing. How cool is that?
It is amazing. I mean, these songwriters have written songs for top people in Nashville and in country and pop music, and they are amazing songwriters. And it really just gives them an opportunity, like I said, to help put words to music, which everything has a story, you know? And the best part is it's absolutely free for the warriors and their families. So that's why it's so important for us to raise scholarships, so it does not cost our warriors who have already given so much for us And we help support them.
Well, if you know a warrior and their family that could benefit from the Warrior Getaway, it's coming up in August 1st through the 5th. Still need some volunteers and battle buddies for that event.
Yeah, looking for veterans to come hang out with the other veterans. Even if you haven't gone through combat, just knowing military life, it's a whole different way of living.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we take veterans to be battle buddies for our other veterans.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I didn't have the pleasure, the honor of serving, other than I grew up as a military brat.
Yep,
I think you
same
did,
here.
You did too. And it is a unique way of, and you know, I think a lot of, it's, often you'll hear people, yeah, we had to move, and you know, I loved it.
I did too.
You know, it was a great opportunity. You get to know the country, you know, as you meet people, and tell me, to this day, when you meet people, do you not, because of your travels, have an easier time connecting somehow with them?
You do. It builds a confidence because you're always the new kid in school, and you're outgoing and get to meet a lot of people. You know, you're not afraid of change because we live change.
And that'll help these battle buddies connect with the veterans, because a lot of the, you know, they've been stationed at the same places, where they tried to done the same, you know, similar travel.
They all went through boot camp, so they know how it all started.
And they've all waited in line at the BX and commissary.
Yep.
It's been a long time.
Folded all those paper bags after mom did all the shopping.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but more seriously, you know, if you or someone you know would be appropriate to attend this Warrior Getaway August 1st through the 5th, is it starting to fill up?
It is. I'm hoping to have 16 warriors this year. We had 12 last year. And so it's definitely, if you're interested, contact me as soon as possible. Yeah. Again, call me at 505-835-5263. And we'll get you registered. And it's life-changing. And it is so healing. And I know every vet that's gone says, I kept thinking of excuses of why I don't want to go, but then they were so grateful that they did.
Yeah, and listen, you just got that phone number, 505-835-5263. Marcy's email is mpatton, that's E-N, Patton, double T-E-N, mpatton at johnnyandfriends.org, all spelled out. And on the website, actually, at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, you'll find ways to contact the ministry there as well to find out about volunteering. I see you need some folks to help with kids ministry. That'd be a blast.
Yeah. I mean, we've got fun kid things that we do, and it's a great time to minister to those military brats.
Okay.
We both know what that's like.
Now, we didn't talk about it before coming on the air, and we didn't include it in this morning's email. Can we talk about respite?
Yes.
The do we have dates?
We have June and July. We'll take a break because we have camps and all. But there will be two respites actually in August. I don't have the dates in front of me. Second Friday of August is Grace Respite, which should be around the 15th, I believe.
Second Friday in August is the 11th.
Okay, so the 11th.
So on the 11th, that Friday night at 5:30, is that right?
I think so. And then...
And that's at Grace Church on San Antonio?
Yes. And then a week to 2 weeks later, Paragon Church out in Rio Rancho. Uh-huh. We'll have another one.
Okay. And hopefully those churches will put it on their website. We'll do our best to get it on our live liners. And you said that is in September?
August.
When is the one at Paragon?
They're both in August.
Okay. The 11th and?
I believe it's a week later.
Okay. The 18th.
Yeah.
Okay. And do those get posted on Johnny and Friends or the church websites?
It gets posted on the church websites because they register on the church website.
Now, if you're listening and you're like, what are you talking about? Maybe that's something my church would be interested in participating in. Your church can bless Johnny and Friends and the people that they reach out to by providing a respite night. It's essentially, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Marcy, okay? It's essentially an opportunity for the care team for a disabled individual to get a little bit of respite for an evening. They can go out and go to dinner and one of two things. If there's siblings involved, they can be part of the respite night, or they may take respite and be able to do something else.
Right, go do something with their typical sibs.
Right.
Yeah, their other children.
Yeah. What happens at the respite night?
It's a fun night. We have all kinds of crafts and activities and games and a movie that we'll put on, and just get to spend, each child gets a buddy to hang out with, and there's dinner provided. And so 3 hours, 5:30 to 8:30 of just a lot of fun. We have worship and music and dance party, and the kids just have a wonderful time while the caregivers, the mom and dad, get a break.
Okay. And if you're listening and it's, man, I think that our church would enjoy doing that, I'm not sure though that we're equipped to do that. The truth is, they're prepared whether they understand that or know it or not.
Right.
And Johnny and Friends comes alongside them to equip them to do this.
Yep. We help train and train on all the volunteers as well. And we have a lot of volunteers that help at the different respites. So you get people that are already trained.
All right. So whether it's the family retreat that's coming up June 13th through the 17th, or the second retreat later in the summer, July 4th through the 8th, the Warrior Getaway that is August 1st through the 5th, or you're interested in helping out at one of the respites, or creating a respite night at your church, contact Marcy and the crew at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Let me give you the website again. It's Johnny and Friends. Spell it all out. Johnny, by the way, is J-O-N-I. Okay. Can't tell you how many times have you heard Joni?
Yeah, Joni.
Yep. No, it's Johnny.
Yep.
J-O-N-I and friends.org/new-Mexico. You can also call here locally 505-835-5263, or email Marcy M. Patton, 2 T's, 1 E on the end, P-A-T-T-E-N. It's M. Patton at johnnyandfriends.org. And actually, Marcy, we talk a little or a lot about Albuquerque. What about our listeners in Las Cruces, Portales, Cannon Air Force Base?
We serve the entire state of New Mexico.
Okay, so if there's a church there that wants to participate in this respite evening, then they can reach out and you guys can connect with
them. Definitely. We have a couple of churches down in Rio Doso that are getting ready to start up a respite.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Marcy. Will you keep us updated?
Yes, sir, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Tell the team we said hi, and we're looking forward to getting another update.
Sounds good.